Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaverLife.com. And I got a note from the Arts Council for Wyoming County. And I think this is kind of similar for so many organizations, especially arts organizations here in 2020. But I thought I would read it so you had a sense for what their dilemma is, and again, arts organizations around the country, around the world. But they said and this is based in Perry, one of my favorite little communities in our region. It says for 45 years, the Arts Council for Wyoming County has been making a rural community an artistic community. But this year has been a tough one for the arts. COVID-19 has forced us to cancel many of our usual in-person events. It's slowed down visits to galleries and has made it especially hard for artists with closed-up shops. We've spent our year trying to make up lost exposure to artisans, reschedule events, and move things to digital platforms to make sure everyone has access. While we've worked hard to bring attention to our local and regional artisans to make up lost sales and exposure, we're in need ourselves. And December 1st, this Tuesday, is Giving Tuesday, a global day of generosity. And it says, we invite you to join us in this day of giving by sharing your generosity with the Arts Council of Wyoming County. Missing out on much of our regular programming has left us with an $80,000 shortfall that we are asking for your support in making up so that next year will be as artful and as exciting as the last 45 years have been. With your help this Giving Tuesday, we can raise the funds that support youth arts programs, our classic film series, gallery shows for local and regional artists, classes and workshops, and of course the annual Letchworth Arts and Crafts Show and Sale. Even better, your support helps us bring money for the arts into the community. With the help of the New York State Council on the Arts, we distribute decentralization community arts grants to groups or organizations throughout Wyoming County. With the aid of over $30,000 grant dollars, these grantees in turn provide arts and cultural opportunities for their neighbors, including concerts, visual, and performing arts. Other yearly scholarships and grants we provide reach over $2,000 and include the Bayless Youth Performance Scholarship, ACWC and Creekside Fabrics Visual Arts Youth Scholarship, Douglas and Ryan McDaniel Memorial Grant, Instrument Exploration Youth Grant, and the Rising Star Scholarship. These grants and scholarships provide unique opportunities for artists, young and old, and help to foster a vibrant local artistic community. It's not just grant money that flows into the community. With over 300 artists participating annually, the Letchworth Arts and Crafts Show and Sale helps to fund a community of small businesses and gets the hard work of these artisans into your hands. Gallery exhibitions provide both established and new artists the exposure they need to make sales. We always strive to serve as a strong foundation for the success of local artists so they in turn can help make our community a culturally rich and beautiful place to live. In the coming year, we're planning a full schedule of programming, including exhibitions, arts and craft shows, and community outreach. Help us keep working to fund the arts for all of you. And you don't need to live in Wyoming County or in Perry to support them. I think it's a magical town, and the Arts Council of Wyoming County has been a huge part of that revibrant, the renaissance of Perry. So, again, happy to email you details. You can go to Arts, WYCO for Arts Wyoming County.org. So, Arts, WYCO, and consider donating on Giving Tuesday to help a small community arts council that is one that you can participate in the future. Perry is an hour from Rochester. It's right next to Letchworth State Park, and they have some really cool events and things they bring in to the community. So As you're thinking about Giving Tuesday, take a look at some of the organizations like this that are around our region. And again, you don't have to live in that community to support that organization. When you look at places like the Genesee Country Village and Museum, that's a destination for people from around the country to go to. But visitation was way down this year. A lot of their activities and things have been changed, or certainly don't have the income that they've had in previous years. And I'm sure they would appreciate your support again to keep them around into the future. Just as for Small Business Saturday today, we want to look at small businesses as keys to the uniqueness of our city, of our region, and look for ways to support them. As I've said many times, support them year-round, not just on a Small Business Saturday. But this is a focus. I think American Express was the one that originally started this, which is kind of ironic since they are a international corporation. But it's a way to encourage people to focus on local businesses and explore. You can explore online if you don't want to go in person. You can get gift cards if you don't want to choose something. You can also post about them on social media and be part of their advertising promotion. Let other people know about them. Perhaps it's a restaurant, or maybe a gift shop, or someone who does some beautiful pottery. We have many, many artists of all kinds, all styles here in our area. Lots of galleries that put on shows, and you may be able to get details from places like Rochester Contemporary Art Center, downtown Rocco, and tons of others. But again, I thought the note from the Wyoming, the Arts Council of Wyoming County, was especially poignant and laid out some of the challenges that these kinds of organizations have during this kind of pandemic. And there seems to be little doubt that restrictions will increase over the next few weeks as the pandemic continues. The surge continues right now. And so be extra careful, wearing masks, maybe doing curbside pickup, perhaps takeout delivery. One note about takeout and delivery I forgot to mention on the food show is that the delivery services take a substantial portion of the check to do the delivery. And that's been kind of an ongoing issue. How much is reasonable? How much fair for delivery? And I think there may be a lot of people who order delivery who don't realize the amount that the restaurant is losing in using that delivery service. There are a few restaurants that deliver themselves just because of this issue. But if you can go and pick it up, and do curbside pickup, it gets you out of the house and you're not going in somewhere, and the restaurant will make the full amount on the food that you've ordered. Also, consider getting some extra meals that you could freeze or share with family or friends when you place that order, so that when you do the pickup, you're not just picking up food for that night, but perhaps, two or three or four extra meals to put in the freezer and have in the future. And again, that's more income for the restaurant, and it's the same pickup for you. But you have a bunch of meals now that are part of that. And really, the size of of meals at restaurants serve, it's basically like two meals for every one in many cases. Portions tend to be big at restaurants in general, and again, that having some of those meals in your freezer will it'll be great this winter to have some of that extra food. So order some extra and put some in the freezer. If you have been out, discovered some cool places in our area, in our region, email me, michael@saverlife.com. Love to hear about some of the places. And I've been driving around our area, doing some of that scouting for the spotted lanternfly, and those probably are not going to be found at this point, but we will. I will remind you to look for them in the spring, probably in May. We'll start to look for these and try to keep them from becoming a serious issue in the Finger Lakes as much as possible. Frankly, it was also partly just an excuse to drive around, and some really kind of beautiful weather this weekend. Tomorrow's going to be 54 and sunny. Driving through some of the communities around our area and sort of exploring towns and villages you've never been to. Take a look at a map. Find a community you've never visited, and bring some sandwiches with you if you not sure if you want to stop and eat. You may find a place you can do takeout, but it's really sort of for scouting for future exploration. You may find some shops that are open and people wearing masks, and so you may find some unique things. But part of it is just to get to know our community better and realize how many gorgeous villages and small towns are in the Finger Lakes. You can go to exploringupstate.com, and Chris Clemens has been doing this for quite a few years and writing about it, blogging about it, all over upstate New York, not just the Finger Lakes, but things that are within half an hour's drive. Great way to spend the afternoon if you have a break and want to just do some exploring. So exploringupstate.com might give you some ideas, and you can also email me, michael@saverlife.com, if there's maybe some particular things you're looking for. I get emails and texts each week with requests like that, so feel free to pick my brain, basically, and see what kinds of ideas I might come up with for you. Again, michael@saverlife.com. And we will be back tomorrow with the grapevine, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning here at saverlife.com. Have a great day. And again, celebrate Small Business Saturday, either through your purchases in person or online, or helping to promote some of those small businesses to your family and friends. Have a great day.